everybody. It's Lisa from the Lisa and Sheree podcast, and I just wanted to invite you to our parenting pep talk. This is where we just wanted to take some time to focus on parenting and maybe some specific topics that we as parents may struggle with or find difficult or are really important as we are teaching and training our kids. Parenting is a really long journey, and it can be lots of fun, but at times it can be lots of really hard, actually, and sometimes you feel like you hit a wall and you're not sure what to do or how to deal with something. And so we just wanted to take some time to encourage each one of you in your journey as parents and just to give you some maybe advice or tips or even just to maybe reshape some of your thinking on what parenting actually is. When I think of my job as a parent, I really think at what is my goal? Like, what is my ultimate goal with my kids? What has God designed me to do as a parent? And really, one of the most important things as followers of Jesus is to really be teaching and focusing on helping our kids develop that personal relationship with Jesus. So what we do and how we say things and as we go about our day, we're really trying to teach and train our kids how do they develop that relationship with Jesus? Who is Jesus, especially when they're younger? And teaching them about Jesus and how much he loves them and what he came here on the earth to do and how they can have that relationship with him and help them to learn to hear his voice and be able to do what he says, because kids at a young age are very spiritual and have this really kind of deep connection, I think, to Jesus. And they can sense things that we as adults sometimes get immune to as we get older. And it's important to really teach our kids how to hear that, hear God and how to walk that out. So there's this purpose of being intentional in our parenting, in helping our kids develop that relationship with God and teaching them about Jesus. Also, helping them discover who they are, I think, is a goal of parenting too. Teaching them about their gifts and abilities that you see. It's so much fun when you look at your kids when they're little and you watch them develop. And as they grow, you can see their interests and their giftings and those things in them that start to come out and develop. And I think it's important as parents that we can see those things and encourage them in those giftings, encourage them in that. You know, I have a child who is very nurturing and empathetic. You know, that's a gift that God's given him. So I want to encourage that child in that gifting, you know, help them recognize when they're being nurturing and empathetic so they can recognize when they are that way and be able to identify situations that's where God wants to use that gift. I have another son who is very able to just, he's so outgoing and he can develop a conversation with anybody that he's able to put people at ease because he's just who he is. So no one feels like they have to be somebody different when they interact with him and to help him recognize that. And he's noticed that gift that God has placed within him can change the atmosphere of people around him and help them feel comfortable to just be who they are. So it's really exciting as parents to be able to see that and help your children identify that and then be able to grow in that. Our kids also come with so many weaknesses and character traits that, you know, if they go unnoticed, or maybe not unnoticed is the right word, but if they go where we just kind of let them go and they're not dealt with, or our children aren't taught how to use those things in a positive way, it can actually be used very negatively, or in a negative way. I don't know that that was the best word, but in a very negative way. And it's important, and it can be really hard. This has been very hard for me as a parent with one child, of taking that gifting that God has given them and then where it's manifested in a very negative way, to teach them at a young age how to take that and use that and have it be something positive. I have had one child who is very sensitive emotionally, and that has then manifested when they were younger to be able to, they would get themselves so worked up that they could not self-regulate. And so they would get upset about something. And because they felt their emotions so intensely, they would easily kind of what I would say go over the top of the mountain and be unable to bring themselves back. And as a parent, it's my job and my husband's job to be able to teach this child how to self-regulate and bring themselves back or recognize when they're climbing that mountain so they actually don't even get to the top. And that was a really long journey for me. That was a 3-year journey. And when you're in the trenches of hard parenting, sometimes you feel like you're going to go mentally insane. But that is a part of being consistent and teaching and training our kids that, you know, the ability to feel your emotions, actually, it made this child very empathetic and sensitive to others, which was a gift, but left on its own, it was going to be a disaster to not have this child be able to self-regulate. So we had to work and be really intentional at teaching and training and taking this weakness and making and helping this child turn it into a strength, something that God placed within them and turn it into a strength. Just like if you have a child who is full of energy, God has created that child to be full of energy, but that sometimes that energy is over the top and they can't control themselves. So our job as parents is to take that high energy that God's given them, that excitement, and teach them how to self-regulate and self-control and use that. Because someone who has high energy can come into a room and get people excited about something. That is a character trait and a gift that God's given them. But we need to train them, teach them how to use it so that it can be used in a positive manner versus negative, where they have all this unregulated high energy that ends up being destructive. I find that it's very easy to get frustrated at a certain age or with a certain stage that our kids are in. I've learned that sometimes we as parents think that, look, I've dealt with this. I've dealt with this issue. We've talked and dealt with this with the child on this issue. It should change in the next week or two. And really, parenting takes a lot longer. Teaching your kids and training your kids requires us as parents to be consistent for the long haul. Like I said, with one child, it was 3 years of, you know, intentionally trying to be consistent. Were we always consistent? No. There were so many times I didn't even know what to do. And so I wasn't consistent or I didn't handle things right. But my intention, and I kept coming back to, okay, I'm teaching and training and I was intentionally trying to teach this child and work with this child and asking God for wisdom on how to handle this. And because of that, you know, 3 years down the line, and now this child's a lot older, you know, we've seen the fruit of that where the child is able to handle their emotions much better. And there's a lot more, you know, peace in our house, but a lot more just even, you know, you see the fruit of that. You see the way the child is still sensitive and still empathetic to others, but it's in a positive way. And, these ages and the ages that our kids are at, like they deal with different things, which is another thing I kind of want to touch base on a different parenting pep talk where I focus in on a little bit more specific things. But these ages that our kids have and the stages that our kids go through, they always will bring out our weak areas. We are not perfect people. We're not perfect parents. So having kids means they're going to push all our buttons. And so as parents, I think it's really important that we recognize when those buttons are being pushed and then we can learn that, oh, this is an area of weakness. So how do I need to work on? What do I need to work on? How can I grow? One of the things that I've really noticed as being a parent is I like to be in control and I like everything to go well. So I tend to get angry and flip out or have moments of yelling. My kids say that I'm a yeller. So that's another thing. I react instead of responding. So I'm working on trying to respond instead of yelling. But I find that when things don't go the way I want them to, and there's chaos because I feel like the kids have not followed what I have told them to do, therefore there's chaos, I get really frustrated because I'm like, if you would have done A, B, and C, and D in the order that I told you, we would not have this problem. So it has exposed this area of need of control instead of recognizing, look, your kids are human, your kids are going to make mistakes, and it's not all going to work in a straight line. So we're going to have to, like, you know, maneuver, and, you know, the journey is going to be a little bit wavy, which means I have to flex and give more grace and learn how to respond and not react. Because when I respond, I can take a step back and say, okay, what are the needs in my kids that need met? What teaching or training needs to go on here? Who needs to be calmed down before we can deal with the issue, and so on? And so it's learning to grow in the ability to step back and actually make a choice on what you're going to do intentionally and how you're going to do that. Another thing, which I've kind of talked about too, is parenting requires being intentional, being consistent, constantly regrouping, and being flexible. The constant regrouping really shows up in my family when we're dealing with screen time. Screen time, I feel like I can set parameters, we can set, you know, guidelines, and there's always pushback, or there's always days that I'm lax, or there's always days that something comes up and it's more of a free-for-all. And I find that the constant regrouping needs to happen, which means I need to be intentional. That's not easy. And a lot of times for me, I'm not always intentional. So the constant regrouping isn't as constant as it should be. But that is the goal, is to be constantly kind of looking and being flexible and regrouping. One of the most important things, I think, as parents is we really need to step back and look at how are we going to develop a heart-to-heart connection with our kids. We want to know our kids. We want to know their personalities. We want to know what makes them feel loved, what makes them feel secure and safe, making sure that our homes, we create this safe place where our kids can be themselves. They're free to make mistakes, to help them to learn to grow, where they make mistakes and they learn that there are consequences, and how do they manage owning up to the choices that they make and the consequences that go with them. All those things are so important, and that's what happens in the home, and that also happens when we develop that heart-to-heart connection, where our kids know that it's a safe place to be vulnerable. It's a safe place to share their fears. It's a safe place to, you know, be who they are, and they're not going to be ashamed. They're not going to be ridiculed or made fun of for being who they are or sharing fears that maybe sometimes we think as parents, that's ridiculous, especially in young children. They have really random fears, but you can't laugh at those fears because those are really real to them. And I have one, when one of my children were younger, I had started to go gray early, and I decided to let my hair go gray, and I wasn't going to fight nature and deal with it, and I was, you know, just going to age naturally. And I had one child who at one time at night was very concerned that I was going to die very soon because I had gray hair just like his great-grandmother. And to me, I could have laughed. Like, to me, that's just hysterically funny, but for him, that was a real concern. And so I assured him, obviously, that no, just because I have gray hair does not mean I'm going to die. In fact, all his friends' moms have gray hair, but they just dye it. But the kids, you just never know what connections they're putting together. And when you create a safe place and you develop this connection with your kids where they freely can speak their fears, they freely can speak their struggles, and you're intentionally trying to connect with them, intentionally spending time with them, intentionally doing those things that make them feel loved and safe and secure, opens the door for them to share their fears and their worries or concerns and their struggles. And that's what you want as a parent, especially as they grow older, so that you can impart into them truth, help them to navigate this. I feel like, you know, a lot of hard parenting where you're kind of making decisions and in control a bit more is until they're like 10 or 11. And then they really start stepping out and making a lot more choices on their own. And, you know, by the time they're like 13, 14, 15, they're really like asking you for advice, but you're kind of starting to take a back seat, and they're making decisions and they're making choices. And they're learning how to handle the consequences of those, good and bad. And you're there to kind of like guide them and help them. But the kind of like, this is what we're going to do, is not, that's not the way it goes anymore. And you're more of like guiding them and kind of walking with them than actually kind of like pushing them a little bit. Like when they're younger, you're kind of pushing them where you want them to go and working with them. And as they get older, there's a little bit less of that. So Yeah, I wanted to just really focus on some of these parenting things. And in the next number of sessions, these little parenting pep talks, which are shorter segments, I just wanted to, focus on some of these things and give you guys just some encouragement and some, you know, just different things to think about and process, because parenting is exciting, but it really needs to be intentional. And sometimes it's so easy to be overwhelmed or feel like you're in it alone or what you're dealing with. And I have found, as talking with other friends, when there are times when I think, oh my gosh, my kid is the only one doing this, what is wrong with my child? When I reach out and talk to other people, I realize, wait, oh, your kid deals with that too? My kid's not the crazy one. Your kid's like that? Oh my word, I thought I was the only one. And the reality is no one is the only one. There's always other parents that are, you know, dealing with similar issues and similar things. So take heart. You know, if you are listening to this, if you want to learn more and about, like, you know, how can I be a better parent or how can I grow? You're already doing a good job. Okay. You're investing in your kids. Parents, I know you love your kids and want what's best for them. And sometimes it's just helpful to have some extra tools in the tool belt to help us navigate the journey of parenthood and the ages and stages that our kids go through. So I hope that you end up being encouraged, and thanks for listening and tuning in. And we are excited about what's to come. Thank you all for joining us today. If you would like to check out the links or notes mentioned in today's podcast, or if you are local and would like more information about our church, visit newportchurch.net. Also, we want to give a special thanks to Dove International and WSA. This podcast would not be possible without their partnership. If you would like more information on them, you can visit wsa.org.